Section C. Compound Dictation. Most of the colleges of education in the United States are doing an inadequate job of preparing elementary teachers for teaching children to read. A recent report by the U.S. National Council on Teacher Quality, NCTQ, concludes. Teacher education programs across the U.S. are failing to teach the five elements of effective reading instruction that research has proved are essential. Phonemic awareness, phonics, vocabulary, fluency, and comprehension, according to what education schools aren't teaching about reading and what elementary teachers aren't learning, released by NCTQ. The report's authors gathered information on required reading courses from a sample that was deemed representative of the nation's nearly 1,300 teacher education programs. Almost all of the 72 institutions in our sample earned a failing grade, the report says. Only 11% of the colleges reviewed taught all the components, while nearly one-fourth didn't appear to teach any of them. Those elements were identified as necessary for effective reading instruction in the 2000 report of the U.S. National Reading Panel, and have been the driving force behind state and federal initiatives for raising student achievement ever since. Many colleges of education have already begun reorganizing their reading courses to include more of the research on effective instruction.
Now the passage will be read again.
Most of the colleges of education in the United States are doing an inadequate job of preparing elementary teachers for teaching children to read. A recent report by the U.S. National Council on Teacher Quality, NCTQ, concludes. Teacher education programs across the U.S. are failing to teach the five elements of effective reading instruction that research has proved are essential. Phonemic awareness, phonics, vocabulary, fluency, and comprehension, according to what education schools aren't teaching about reading and what elementary teachers aren't learning, released by NCTQ. The report's authors gathered information on required reading courses from a sample that was deemed representative of the nation's nearly 1,300 teacher education programs. Almost all of the 72 institutions in our sample earned a failing grade. The report says. Only 11% of the colleges reviewed taught all the components, while nearly one-fourth didn't appear to teach any of them. Those elements were identified as necessary for effective reading instruction. in the 2000 report of the U.S. National Reading Panel, and have been the driving force behind state and federal initiatives for raising student achievement ever since. Many colleges of education have already begun reorganizing their reading courses to include more of the research on effective instruction.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Most of the colleges of education in the United States are doing an inadequate job of preparing elementary teachers for teaching children to read. A recent report by the U.S. National Council on Teacher Quality, NCTQ, concludes. Teacher education programs across the U.S. are failing to teach the five elements of effective reading instruction that research has proved are essential: phonemic awareness, phonics, vocabulary, fluency, and comprehension, according to what education schools aren't teaching about reading and what elementary teachers aren't learning, released by NCTQ. The report's authors gathered information on required reading courses from a sample that was deemed representative of the nation's nearly 1,300 teacher education programs. Almost all of the 72 institutions in our sample earned a failing grade, the report says. Only 11% of the colleges reviewed taught all the components, while nearly one-fourth didn't appear to teach any of them. Those elements were identified as necessary for effective reading instruction in the 2000 report of the U.S. National Reading Panel, and have been the driving force behind state and federal initiatives for raising student achievement ever since. Many colleges of education have already begun reorganizing their reading courses to include more of the research on effective instruction.